Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying King Solomon, Wisdom, Wealth, and Weakness, and this is Appendix 4, Archaeology of Solomon's Era. Kenneth A. Kitchen provides abundant evidence from Egypt and the ancient Near East that the descriptions of the temple, trade, and political entities found in 1 Kings conforms with what we know elsewhere. Actual archaeological evidence of Solomon's reign, however, is scant at this point in time and subject to lots of debate within the field. Some evidence, however, offers some tantalizing clues. First, the Ophel inscription. In Eilat Mazur's excavations in the Ophel in Jerusalem, a partially preserved inscription engraved on the shoulder of a pithos was found in 2012 in a context dated to the 10th century BC. It appears to be Canaanite, consisting of seven letters. It may indicate a spice trade between ancient Judah and South Arabia during Solomon's time. Next, city gates. Dating of the six-chambered city gates at Hazor, Megiddo, and Gezer has been disputed, but Hebrew University archaeologist Amihai Mazur argues that these monumental gates cannot be dated later than the 10th century BC, Solomon's era. If so, they are evidence of Solomon's fortification efforts. Next, clay seals. Six clay seals dating from the 10th century BC have been found in the ancient village of Kirbet Sumeli in the northern Negev desert. They seem to be bulle, used to seal official correspondence, suggesting administrative or political activities beyond those of a rural town. And then, finally, copper mines. Excavations in 2013 by Erez Ben-Yosef of Tel Aviv University in the Timna Valley of the Arvad Desert have dated copper mines and smelting sites there to Solomon's period, challenging earlier beliefs that they were built by ancient Egyptians 3 centuries earlier. I hope this is helpful to you. May God bless you as you study. Amen.